Okay, let's get into the discussion of Chulin Daf Chav Zayin, the first daf of the second parak, as we begin the second parak dealing with the Yoni Shchita. As we mentioned, Maseches Chulin is a tremendously organized, various different topics in each parak. The first two parakim are about Shchita. The third parak is about Shreifis related to Shchita. The fourth parak, as we'll see, Behema Makasha, is about what about Shchita on a animal and there is a baby inside. What about the fifth parak, Oso Vespino, Shechting a mother and its offspring on the same day. On the sixth parak, what about Kisi Hadam? After Shechita, what do? You have to cover the blood, as will come up at the end of today's daf as Hashem, and then gets into the Inyanim of Kashrus. We get into Gid Hanoshe and Kol HaBasar. Again, tremendous Inyanim here in the Mesechta. So here we go, the beginning of daf Chav Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Hashochet Echad Ba'ov Vishnayim Bibehema. If someone is shechting, how much does one have to shecht? Says the Mishnah that there's a chilek between shechting an oaf and shechting a behema. Shechting shchita achas ba'oaf, only one siman is required for an oaf. V'shnayim bebehema shchidasok shebra. If one shechts one by oaf and shnayim bebehema shchidasok shebra, as we'll see the Gemara is going to ask, that sounds like a lashon of b'di'evet. What more should you do by shnayim bebehema? That's all that's possible. So we will see. V'rubo shel echad kamohu. And rov is enough. Rubo shel echad kamahu, right? We learned about the concept of rov earlier. We learned about what the source is for rov, all the different svaras that were given earlier on Daf Yud Aleph. We spoke about chazaka, we spoke about rov, but rov of each simon is enough as well for the simanim. What type of rov? This is a sugya that comes up more on tomorrow's daf, and that is it mamish 51%? A drop more than rov? That's okay. That's enough. That's what it sounds like from certain rishonim. The Rashba seems to say that, you know, just a little bit more than 50%, even if you have to take on a magnifying glass and see it that way. Or do we say that no, you need what Rova Nikar, Rov that's recognizable, maybe similar to the idea of by benching, you need seven by benching, a Ruba de Minkar, not just meaning to bench with Elokeinu, not just a Rov, six people, let's say, that didn't daven for a minion, but you need something that's a little more visible. Right? We'll see that more tomorrow's daf. Again, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Likula. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that Rashba. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chaf Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, again, this is jumping ahead, but the Shulchan Aruch says, the beginning of Simen Chaf Aleph, Sifalaf Kamu Shir Shchita, how much does one have to shecht? Hakanav Aveshet Hashchita Hamu'ula Sheichatchu Shnehem Bein Bebehema Bein Be'of. We'll get to that by Hashem in a few minutes. But Lazei Yiskaven Hashochet V'mshachad Rov Echan Mehem Be'of V'rov Shnai Bebehema U'bechaya Shchitasok Shera U'bevad Kishe Yimdedu Oso Yimsu Shanishchad Hu Rov V'kivat Shen Yimsu Shanishchad Yoser Mechatzi Afilu Kechuta Saira Dayo. Even if it's kechut asayre, even if it's a tiny drop more, that's what the Taz says right here. Keinu das harashpa veharan umashikasa begemara diun and rov hanira leinayim. When it says, as we'll see, that a rov that's nira leinayim lo ruba de minkar, it doesn't mean minkar. Rov nira leinayim is a different category than ruba de minkar. Kein shomer bebrachas ruba de minkar tahachalo amar midid behekera elo if he shomer mechzal mechza karov. So it is in contrast. Ella to be Pirish Rashi from Tamar Zaflo Mashmakain that you need nira leinayim rov gomer. But we pass in the kula just a little more than the rov itself. So anyway, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says one ba'of and shnai bebehema rubo shel echad ko kamohu. We've also discussed in the past the relationship between rubo kakulo and holchin achar harov. Right, those two have come up. Right, the Rashi at the beginning of Maseches Sukkah that discusses that, and the first stipler of Maseches Sukkah discusses that Rashi about is there a relationship between bittul barov holchin kulo. Right, we discussed that Reb Chaim discussing the toast. Tosfos and Maseches Baba Kama, I think on Daf Chav Zayin or so, where the Tosfos discusses the idea of Rov Bidayanim, where both are used, both principles of Rov are used in the discussion of the Rov. So then you Holchin Acha HaRov, right? You count up the votes, and in the Masu Umata, this Holchin Acha HaRov, but once Bezdin comes out with a composite Psak, then it is Rubo Kakulo is one unit. The Psak is as follows, and Rubo Kakulo, right? And that's the how Bezdin offers a Psak, where you have both concepts of Rov that come up. They're obviously related to Acha HaRov lahatos. But there is differences in terms of how to categorize something, mixtures. So here's rubo kakulo, not holchen acharov. There's no concept of a clash here, but it's concept of cutting the simen, rubo shalachan kamo. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achi Yitzchor Desavritin. Rabbi Yehuda says not only do you have to shecht the kun or the veshib, you have to shecht certain types of blood vessels around. Discussion in the Rishonim, what they are. What are these vridin? Rashi says, chute hatzavar shemakalchenes adam. Some type of jugular veins around the neck that has a lot of blood. The Rambam has a different suggestion. But either way, some other types of blood vessels that have to be cut. Rabbi Yehuda says that is required. As we'll see, Tosfos points this out, that this is dafka ba'of. Rabbi Yehuda requires these vridin than by oaf, since it's roasted ke'echad, but that's only by oaf. And number two, Tosfos also says this is only lechatchila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not a bidiyev. Okay, fine. Chatzi echad ba'of, chatzi echad v'chetzi bebehema. What if you only shechtish k'das obsula? Chatzi ba'of is obvious. You have to do one or rove. But the chiddush is even one and a half of behema. So you might have said, well, one and a half is rove of two. So even though you only did half, maybe that should count. No, kamash melanch k'das obsula. You don't look at it as a composite. Each simen has to be cut. Good. Rov echad ba'of, rov shtayim be'behema, shchitaso kshera. And again, rov echad ba'of, and rov shtayim be'behema is kshera, and we'll have to see what that means. It sounds like it's totally repetitive. The Gemara will talk about what that extra phrase, is teaching us. We'll have to talk about, the Achronim talk about this more, when we say the behema needs two simanim. So is that it's zero until it's done? I mean, does one simon accomplish anything? Or is it just double or nothing? Right, that's the question. Whenever you have two ingredients into anything, you have to ask, is half anything or is half something? Whenever you have a process, right? You have a shivinikiyam, a woman counts shivinikiyam. So until you get to the end, it's nothing, or you get a little bit tar, a little bit tar, a little bit tar until you get to the end. And then you're completely tar, right? Tumas meis. Right, when somebody's becoming tar. So what about here? After you did one simon and you're on the way, has nothing happened yet? Is there anything that we could look at? Does this relate to the sugi of yesh l'shchita mitzchila v'atzof or ein l'shchita el libasof? So we'll have to see. But again, why is there an issue of two simon, not just one simon? Does one simon play a role? We'll have to see, lundus. Okay, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Hashochet, the evet ein l'charchila lo. This is the question that we alluded to in the Gemara, when we discussed the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you shecht one and two, it's b'di'evet kasher, it sounds like. So why is that b'di'evet kasher? L'charchila lo, sh'nai be'behema, l'charchila lo, ad kama l'shcha v'litzo. What else are you supposed to do? V'shech tu be'behema, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. You can't do more than that. So why isn't that l'charchila okay? So the Gemara has two answers. The question is, are they arguing or not? Iba yisema a'echad ba'of. First opinion is that really the b'di'eved is only on a'echad ba'of. That l'charchila you should shecht two by an oaf, b'di'eved you could shecht one by an oaf, it's okay. By an animal, obviously, two is the most you could shecht. But l'charchila you should shecht two by an oaf. Rashi says why? The l'charchila tzchur rabbanon, travaya mishum harchaka la'aveira. Sounds like a din d'rabbanon. Xera drabana, we don't want you to mess up and not shecht one, so shecht two. If you shecht the shecht two, then even if you mess up, you might, at least we'll shecht one. But again, that's echad ba'of, that's one day. V'iba yaseima, arubo shalechad kamahu. Or maybe it's going on the rove part. The rove for both oaf and behema. Rubo shalechad kamo, maybe that's a bidi eved. Lechad chili should shecht the entire simanim, even by behema. Kamash malan, that bidi eved, even if you shecht the rove, it is okay. Are these 2 days arguing? Are they 2 days arguing? So look in the riff sounds like they are arguing, because the riff paskins lakula, and says by an oaf, one is enough. There is no lechatchila. According to the Rif, one simon is enough, even lechatchila. And the Mefarshim say the Rif seems to paskin that he thinks they are arguing, and he chooses the second day over the first day, meaning that you go lechatchila all b'di'eved rov. But Rov Rishonim assume that they are not arguing, they are giving just two suggestions, and therefore, both by oaf and by behema, l'charchila to do two, and b'di'eved even one, and even Rov. That's what the Rashba says, Beferish. The Rashba says right here, v'travayu isnehu, d'l'charchila v'adai tzorach shenayim, b'im b'ov, b'im b'behema, umid rabbanan. Aval mida araisa besimenecha sagi ba'of. K'demrin l'kaman shitilu akasav ha'of bein dagan l'vehema. We'll see that b'ezra b'namid beis ubehema nami b'rov shayim k'demrin l'kaman. So when it comes to daraisa, we know exactly what is needed. Mida rabbanan, we say that there is a lechatchila, and the Rambam also paskins this way in the beginning of Hilcha Shechita, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. The Rambam says v'tzara, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch quoted before. V'kamu shir shechita shnei asimanim shein akana v'haveshet. V'hashchita ha'meula sheyachatchu shneihem bein bebehema bein ba'of. Behema or of, the lachanchilos to shech both. The laze is kavena shochet, vim shochet, rov echon mehen ba'of, or rov shnaim bebehema, ubebehema, vachayach shkatasuk shera. That's what the Magen Mishnah points out right here. Vahaviodea, sheish bin ha'achronim. When the Magen Mishnah is quoting achronim, what does he mean? He means some late rishonim. Shekasvu ba'of sagile lachanchila besimenechad. Some say by oaf, there's ilum and lachachila just one. And he quotes a gemara, and he quotes how that gemara is not a raya. Avam idivrei harif nireh de besimen echad sagi lachachila. Because he understands, nireshu mefaresh tahani treilishti dibayisema pligi adadi. The Rif understands they argue. He passes like the second day, huh? So the only gemara is only telling us about rov versus kol. Nothing to do with oaf. One or two by oaf. By oaf, you only have one for sure. And it's a... issue on a Durabanan level, and therefore Bishal Sofrim Holach Achra Mekel. Aval, says the Magen Mishnah, Das Rabbeinuk, Tahani Tre Lishni Travayu Isnehu, Dila Travayu Vadai, Beina Lachachila, Bein Be'ov, Bein Be'ema, Shnei Hasiman, and Midurabanan. Omidaraisa, Rov Echad Be'ov, Beina Lachachila, Shnei Hasiman, Be'ema, Bein Be'ov, because of Arashba, Bechidusha, and the Magen Mishnah also quotes Arashba that we just saw. So it's about Chalakas we showed him how to understand this Gemara, whether it's two or it is a one. There is an important daya of the Ramban, or an implicit daya of the Ramban, and some Achronim say maybe it's Rashi also. Maybe not Rashi here, maybe Rashi on the next couple of Daftin. The Ramban says here, well, you know what he was thinking, because first he says, the Efshar, in the middle of his paragraph, Techi be'inon yoser me rov echad ba'of, v'rov shnayim be'behema, midurabanan hu. It could be, says the Rabban, that when we say you need all instead of rov, that's a din d'rabbanan. Dibida oraisa lo mafli rachmana b'chol makom bein lachadchila l'di'eved. Because on a daraisa level, there are no chilukim between lachadchila and b'di'eved. So what must he have been thinking before he says the v'efshari has this whole paragraph? That it's a chiluk on a daraisa level. Chiluk on a daraisa level, maybe even on a daraisa level, there is a lachadchila to have all, and b'di'evet to have rov. And this is what has come up a number of times. Maybe it's come up recently, I don't remember. And that is the issue of lechatchila and b'di'evet by mitzvahs. The Tosfos in Daf Gimel. Ein lechalik, on a daraisa level, bein lechatchila lebidi'evet. There's no chiluk. And the question is, there are many chilukim. So what does Tosfos mean? And what does the Ramban here mean? That b'chol rachmana, b'daraisa lo maflik rachmana b'chol makom bein lachachilu b'di'eved. We know there are many examples where there are chilukim and b'di'eved. The Mishnah Yavam has a nafkuf da'ala. The Mishnah says that there are different parts of the process of chalitza. There's chalitza, there's rakika, there's kriyas apsukim. Everybody agrees that kriyas apsukim is not ma'akev. It's a din da'araisa to have kriyas apsukim by a chalitza, and it's not ma'akev. Right? There's a... the tour, rather, if you remember, according to some, the tour in Arachayim, Tafresh Chav Hei, famous tour, beginning of Hilcha Sukkah, where the tour discusses, waxes poetic about Ananei HaKavod, and we paskin that it's not the Shita of Sukkas Mamish, it's Ananei HaKavod, and we go out Dafka in Tishrei and not in Nisan, so that everybody realizes that while we're going out, it's not at the time that everybody's going out, everybody's going in, and we're going out, and the Bach there asks, I don't understand. How could it be that the tour is quoting this? This is a halachic sefer. This is the tour. This isn't a ba'al machshava. So what the tour says is beautiful, but that the tour says it is very controversial. So the Bach says it must be that the tour holds that if the Torah itself says that you have to do the mitzvah so that what he calls the lama'an mitzvos, lama'an yedu derasecha givasuko zashavti, that kavan is ma'akev. That kavan is ma'akev, because the Torah itself says, do the mitzvah so that you think about this. And that's what he says by tzitzis, and that's what he says by tefillin. Those are the three lama'an mitzvos, how the Bach explains the Torah. But many achronim say, maybe the Bach is right, but that wouldn't be ma'akev b'di'eved. So on lechatchila level, another din. Lechatchila, to do the mitzvah of sukkah in a certain way, and b'di'eved not. Or there's a din, there's a discussion in the Rishonim of hafrasha min hamukaf. right, being mafrish shuma menamuka, that could be a din daraisa. Tosfos also in Gittin Daf Lamed says that's a din daraisa against Rashi there. So all of these are lachachilas. So how could Tosfos in Daf Gimel, how could the Ramban over here in Chulin say there's no chilik? So maybe what it means really is what Tosfos says, what they mean is what Tosfos says in Nida on Daf Samach Vav, where Tosfos has this suggestion. He rejects it right away, but Tosfos says, maybe you should say by Tevila that one would lechadchila need to have the water not just ro'oi l'bias mayim, but actual bias mayim. When somebody goes to the mikveh, they have to keep their mouth open, right? Not just ro'oi l'bias mayim, the ability not to have chatzitzes in the mouth, but actually to keep their mouth open. Tosfos says, no, that can't be. The Yesh Lomar, the Ein Svara Gabi Tfila, Shluk Pita Torah Elashe Yitar Ha'adam, the Ein Lomar de Lachadchila Liba'i, Kiva de Bidi Eve Torah Lachadchila Nami Loboi Vitalo Tfila. Why? Well, let's just read the next line. Avobilo Mikra Mikurim, Vachalitza Mitzvos Ninu, Hilkach Lachadchila Levid. What's Tosfos saying? The way that this Tosfos is understood is mitzvah versus matir. When it comes to mitzvos daraisa, for sure there could be lechadchilas and b'diavets. Lechadchila way to do it and a b'diavet way to do it. What is it? Why by tevila? Tevila, it's are you tahar? Are you not tahar? It's a mitzvah that accomplishes something. It's not just a mitzvah that we do. We shake a lulav. It's a mitzvah that achieves tahara. When it accomplishes something, that's where we don't have any chilukim between lechadchilas and b'diavets. And maybe that's what Tosfos means again, because Tosfos maybe holds that gerushin is a matir. It's a mitzvah that is categorized as a matir. So there's a way to do it. There can't be a lechadchila way to give a get than a b'diavet way to give a get. There's a way to give a get. And that's what Tosfos means in Maseches Gittin. And lechora, that's what the Ramban means here on our daf, when the Ramban says, you don't find any chilukim. What do you mean? You find many chilukim. You don't find any chilukim when it comes to matirim, and shchita is categorized as a matir, not just a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, and therefore it is different. But according to this, though, it's a little challenging. According to that first day of the Ramban, maybe even by matirim. Right? It's either, even by matirim you have lachadchilas and b'dieveds, or, right, one would say that even by, maybe shchita is a mitzvah. Maybe shchita is a mitzvah. L'chalitza, right, there's l'chadchila and b'dieved's way to do it. So is chalitza a matir? Is chalitza a mitzvah? That's a discussion. Do we ever find a matir that there's a l'chadchila way to do it and a b'dieved way to do it? So maybe, again, it's a suggestion probably on a derabbanan level, but it could be on a daraisa level. Could be. What is that? Hilchos Brachos. Beginning of sixth parak of Maseches Brachos, Birchas HaNehenin. Birchas Hanenin. So what Birchas Hanenin, we know, according to the Yerushalmi, according to many Birchas Hanenin, is a matir. Right? L'Hashem Aretz Imloev Aretz Asal Avnei Adam. What does the Gemara say there at the beginning of the sixth parak? Kan Lefnei Bracha, Kan L'Achar Bracha. We make a bracha before we eat in order to be matir. In order to be matir. The Gemara there, the bottom of the first Amud, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there's a question of what the Gemara means. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gemara means that you should not rely on Shahakol. Right, even though shahakol could cover you, you shouldn't rely on shahakol. You should go find whichever specific bracha you want to make. B'diavad, if not. So maybe that's an example, at least on a drabbanon level, of a lechadchila b'diavad of a matir. Lechadchila, do be as specific as you can. B'diavad, you could be general and not as specific. If we hold, just one step further, the Pnei Yoshua on that daf holds that making brachas is a din da'araisa. Making brachas and is in daraisa. He says, even though everybody argues, lulei de mistafina, I think making brachas is a daraisa, right? Svara says the Pnei Yoshua is on the level of a daraisa. Right? The Gemara says, lama likra svarahu, in two places. So svara is on the level of daraisa, says the Pnei Yoshua. So if that's true, I think making brachas is a daraisa. He says, I think you could still say, suffik brachas lahakel, even though you say, brach brachas and edin or daraisa, because you're chochish for brachas and itzricha. But if you say like that Pnei Yoshua, that making brachas is daraisa, and if you say that that's how you read the Gemara, that the lechadchila, you should try to make the specific bracha, b'di eved, shahako works. That's an example of a lechadchila b'di eved when it comes to a matir. Then again, you have to say that if you hold chalitza is a matir, then you have to say that, right? The first shuv in the Chacham Tzvi assumes that chalitza is a matir, right? If a woman is 99 years old and a man is 100 years old, they have no intention of getting remarried, they do not have to do chalitza. And according to this first day of the Ramban, if you say shchita is a mitzvah, a mati or not just a mitzvah, and you say that this is the lachadchila of cutting all and not rove when it comes to this simanin. That's another example of a lachadchila by matir. But again, pashtus is, like Tosfos says in Nida, and like the Tosfos says in Gittin, on Daf Gimel, that when it comes to matirim, there's no chilik made between lachadchilas and b'dievets. This is the way you do the heter. And if you get it, get it. If not, not. Okay. So that's all the 2 days in the Gemara right here. Let's continue. Kaf Meim Shim Simen. So the rest of the Yamud discusses how do we know? We know there's a din of Shechita. It's not beferish in the Torah. Kasher Tzivi Sicha. But how do you know that Shechita is from the neck? How do you know? The Gemara elsewhere has, how do you know Bris Mila is from Oso Makom? So how do you know Shechita is from the neck? So Amar Rav Kahana, Minayin L'Shechita Shumanat Savar. How do we know? We're going to have many different suggestions. Shene Emar, Vishachat Es Ben Habakar. The first Makar is, fascinatingly, from Shechitas Kodshim, right? Big Sugya, Shechitas Kodshim, Shechitas Chulin, can we compare? We had already Misasek, the Chilik of Misasek by Kodshim, Misasek by Chulin. There's a difference in Halacha. How can you learn one from the other? Shechita Lav Avodah, Tosfos says, maybe is because that there's a connection between the two. So here the makar for shechitas in general is from kachim. So v'shachat is ben abakar mi makom sheshach chatehu. So the word shachat can be a combination of shach, bend, the place where the animal bends. Where does the animal bend? Its neck. Chatehu, cleanse it. At that point, either cleanse it from its blood or be machshir it. Rashi has 2 days. Be machshir it la'achila and remove its tuma. But the makom sheshach chatehu. So, mimai dahai chateu lishna did dechuyehu. How do we know that the language of chitu is a lashon of cleansing? V'chsev v'chiteas habayis, as it says by tzara'as habayis. Right, one of the three mitzvahs that might not have ever occurred. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Aleph, tzara'as habayis might not have ever happened. Irani dachas and ben sorer mora. Possibly, it might not have happened according to one day. V'yibayisema meyacha techateini be'ezo ve'etar. Right, cleanse me with an ezov, or into tzaras, ve'etar, and I will become tar. That perek in Tehillim, Nun Aleph, is all about in Yanim of Tshuva, right? If you look at the Tshuva, the perek starts off, v'amatzeach mizbrah David, bevo elav natana navi, kasher bo'el batsheva. Right, when Nathan came to David after batsheva, and he gave him the mashal of the rush, and the ashir, and David, the whole perek. Right, David says, "Keep shaai ani eida v'chatasi negdi tamid l'chol avadcha chatasi v'hara beinecha sisi l'matitzak b'davrecha tizke b'shavtecha heim ba'avon cholalti b'chid yechlasi imi." Rabbi Yonah in the Shari Tshuva calls this the Perek of Tshuva. The Perek of Tshuva towards the end, Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishbara Levishbara Vinitke Elokim Lo Sivze. Right, that's a Perek. If we wouldn't have picked the Levad Hashem Ori to say at this time of year, the Perek of Zion, maybe we would have picked this Perek Nun Aleph. That's what Rabbi Yonah says in the Shari Tshuva in Shar Aleph Perek Os Chav Gimel, where he talks about Tshuva and he calls this Perek. He quotes the pasuk Zivke Elokim Ruach Nishbara Ruach Nemucha Lamanu Mizeh Ki Hachnaa Meikare Hatshuva Ki Amizmar Hazeh Yisod Musad Liikare Hatshuva Uba Hachnaa Yisratzeh Ha'adav Al Hashem. How do we go to Hashem if we lower ourselves? Velzeh Abit El Ani Unechei Ruach. And that's what he quotes all of the psukim. We don't need to tshuva. We have to lower ourselves, but so much of it is here in the in Perek Nun Aleph, but that's what's quoted right here. The Emak, back to the Gemara. The Ema, so how do we know? So Shachat is Shach El Chateyu, the place where the animal bends and it gets cleansed. The Ema Miznavo, a tail. Maybe we should have to cut the tail to do Shechita. Sounds strange, but this is only once we know the neck. Meba Miznavo, maybe the tail that also bends. Shach Michlal She Zakuf Bi'inan. No, bends means it sometimes bends. V'hashach v'omedu, the tail's always down. Right, this at least the neck is up, and sometimes it bends. The Ema Meyaz know. What about an ear? An ear is also usually up, and it can be bent. Bidan dam hanefesh v'leka. No. Yidin dam hanefesh. The lifeblood. Rashi. To have a kadshim ksiv. Again, by kadshim. Bidam hanefesh. Beinan lizrika. Dichsib damo binaf shohu. Vani nasatu lachem alam isbeach. Dam shanefesh yotzeba. Mechaper. So that is what Tosfos says. Has to be the... What Rashi says, I'm sorry, has to be the makar, dam hanefesh. We know in other areas of halacha, there's an isser of achilas dam, there's other requirements of dam, there are different categories of dam that we have in halacha. We have dam hanefesh, even within, that's a din d'araisa that is a chilik within the dam. Only certain dam is an Isser Kares, certain dam is an Isser Daraisa. Without Kares, right, there's Dam HaNefesh, which is the lifeblood. There's Dam HaKaza, Dam Tamsis, which is the blood that comes out afterwards. There's Dam Be'evarim. We had a Tosa discussed that earlier, that maybe it's Mutter. While it's still Be'evarim, it's only Usser once it comes out. But here, you need Dam HaNefesh. And blood from the ear is not dam hanefesh. V'yema dekara va'azel ad dam hanefesh. Maybe you should cut by the ear, and you cut all the way until you get to the dam hanefesh, until you get to the throat. V'su, so maybe that's what it should mean. And now the question is the girsa. The girsa that we have is Rashi's girsa. V'su. Tosfos says that instead of v'su, it should be a v'letaimech, meaning this is the beginning of the answer. But either way, we'll go with Rashi's girsa. Visu shehiya derasa chala dehagrama v'ikra minalan. But what about these five? Right, the Gemara said, not only how do you know from the neck, but how do you know these five psule shita, as we had earlier on Daftes and earlier Ela Gemara? But it must be that you know it from Misora. Shchita menasavar nami Gemara. So don't ask me, you're looking for a makar for shchita menasavar. You know it from the Misora. You know it from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. That is what we, how we understand it. So, v'kra l'may us, that's what I need the pasuk for. So, what is the pasuk? You don't really need the pasuk to tell me minha from the neck. Delo l'shavye gistera. So, that it teaches me that all you have to do is to cut from the neck and you don't have to make, chop the animal in half. Lo l'shavye gistera, you have to cut the whole back of the neck into two. Just chateyu, just get the blood out. And once that's done by the simanim, that is all one needs. What exactly is the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? So there is a day in Rashi here that maybe some of the halachas are halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and some of them we know from the psukim. Right, Drasa Rashi says maybe we know from the psukim. Another Rishonim and aren't happy about that. Rashba says no, it's a package deal. The psule shchita are halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, all of them. Right, and therefore it is different. The Gilyan Mashah writes that I feel the Misha Sover Sheba Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai Sveiko LaHakel Mikomaka Mode Sheba Shchita Sveiko LaHachmir. Even though there's a rush in Bava Kamma, even though often we say by Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai LaHakel and BaLaHakel and Sveiko LaHakel, because it's different than a regular Din Daraisa, when it comes to Shchita, it's different because the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is also connected to a pasuk. Mishum Shalacha Moshe Mi-Sinai Mefareshes as a pasuk. Usually Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai are pure and separate, as we know. But here it's connected to psukim, as the psukim are explaining or explained by the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, so it's somewhat different. Right? So it's not a regular halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. One of the Rambam that we mention often tells us usually halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is something that we would never have figured out in a million years based on the psukim. That's the Rambam in Hakdamat to Pirush Mishnayos, where he discusses the first two categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Number one, Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. And number two, Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. What's the difference? First category, Pirushim HaMekubalim, Yesh Lohem Remez Bakasuv. Ve'efshar Lohotziyam V'Derach Svara. There's a hint. And you could come, you get it out V'Derach Svara. But, you know, it's not so pashit. Maybe it would have taken you a long time. Pre-Eitz Hadar, Rambam says, being an Esrog. Ayin Tachas Ayin, being money. So both of those, you could have, it's not against what it says in the pasuk, it's an interpretation of the pasuk, and you could have figured it out, so that's Pirushim HaMekubalim, B'Moshe Rabbeinu. Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, there's no remez in the pasuk, and we would never have figured it out, even if you would have given us a long time. And the Rambam lists off all the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai's. He says in either of these two categories, there is no machlokas, which is, again, a big discussion that all the Mefarshim, the Chavos Yar has a long tshuva where he discusses there are seem to be many machlokos about Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. What does the Rambam mean? That there's never a machlokos about Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Okay, you got to figure that out. But either way, the Rambam says part of the definition of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is that it's not Mefurish Bikra and there's no remez in the pasuk. So you have to figure out Shchita because Shchita, the Psule Shchita, that are not in the pasuk and it's learned from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, unless you say here it says Gemara. There's an etziv in the beginning of Kidmas Ha'enek. Is his hakdama to Shiltos, maybe Gemara does not mean Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Rashi and Tosas in a few places say that Gemara Gamirla always means Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. But it could be, according to the Rambam, you do not say that. Okay, this is all number one. Number two, Rav Yemar Amar. So now we have a few, and we have a similar Shakla Vitarya by each. Rav Yemar Amar Kra, Vizavachta, Mimakom Shezav. So Vizavachta, from the place of Ziva, the place there is a flow, Chateyu, right? Zavachta. We're darshaning, again, deeper level of interpretation of the words. Right, this relates to that Shuv of the Radvaz, that you can't go one daf in Shas without thinking about that Shuv of the Radvaz. Well, the Radvaz would say, why aren't there nekudos in the Torah, in the written Torah? Put nekudos in it, but make it easier for Bali Kriya. The Radvaz says to leave it open for us to interpret it on so many different levels. If we would put nekudos in, so then that would limit it, that would enchain the words to one specific meaning and understanding. The fact that it's open allows us to have a lot of flexibility, right? And that was the tragedy that we know of the Septuagint, Megillah Daf Tes, where they had to translate the Torah. Why is it so bad? Because it loses so much in the translation. Because once you have the words the Torah dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, so then there's so much that could be understood and interpreted. That's exactly what we have here. Vezavachta, it says Yishashecht. No, it could also mean split the word in half. Mimakom shezav chateyu. And the place where it flows from, where does it flow from the most? The neck, chateyu, that's where you break it, that's where you cut it. My mashma dahai chateyu lishna demisparhu. How do we know that chateyu is a lashon of breaking? Dechsev al tira va'al techas. As it says in the beginning of Dvarim, al techas, don't be scared, and scared be broken by being scared. What about from the nose? The nose also has blood flowing out. The Gemara says, Zav al yidechitu bina. We only need a place that something flows from being broken, like the neck. V'hai zav me'elavu. Oh, it flows from, always flows from the nose. Right? There's always stuff coming out. Mucus and the like. So that can't be what the Torah is referring to. V'yema mi libo. And what about from the heart? Maybe cut it from the heart. That also is a place that there's a lot of blood that would flow. Visu, shehia derasa chalada hagrama ve'ikur minalon. Same issue. Rashi Tosas about the Gerasa. Ela Gemara, shechita ben esavernami Gemara, ukrala ma'asa do loshavye gistera. Same discussion. So, first day it was vishachat. Second day it was vizavachta. Vizavachta. Interesting. So it could be that what's behind those 2 days is, can you learn from Kachim? Can you learn from Kachim, or what, must you have a separate chulin makar? Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Vishachat, Al Tikri Vishachat, Ela Vishachat. Don't break, don't change words, Rabbi Shmuel says, but you could switch around letters, Shin and Sin. So don't read it Vishachat, Ela Vishachat, but Vishachat, Sach. Sach is to talk, to make sounds. Mimakam Shesachateo, in the place where sounds come out from, meaning the mouth, the Nechateo, that's where you cleanse it from. Ve'im Milashono, maybe you should have to cut the tongue. Maybe that will be a shrita. Bina dama nefesh v'leka, as we had before. Ve'hema dakara v'azla dama nefesh. Maybe you cut from the tongue all the way to the neck. Visu shehia derasa chalada agrama v'ikir minalon. What about the other psule shrita? Ela gemara. Must be those are misora gemara. So shrita minatzavernami gemara. You also learn the placement of the Shechita, Gemara, Misora. Bakura Lamai Asa, Zola Shavya Gistera. Same thing. Where do you know it from? So, what do you use the Pasuk for? Not to cut the animal in half. Vitana number 4. Maisi Lamehacha, Ditanya. Rabbi Chio, Merbinan, the Shechita, Menetzavar, Shene Emar, back to Kudshim. V'yarchu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es ha-nesachim. The b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim put the nesachim, put the pieces of the carbon ola on the mizbeach in order to burn. She'ein tamalomer es ha-rosh v'sapader. You don't have to list separately the rosh and the pader. Ma tamalomer es ha-rosh v'sapader. So why does it have to say it separately? V'alo ha-rosh v'pader b'chlach ha-nesachim ayu. Lama yatsu. Why would they have to be mentioned separately, right? They were included. It's important to look in the psukim themselves because the Gemara is going to talk about these words. Let's just read the psukim for a moment. Here in Perek Aleph, you have Perek Pasuk Ches. Varchu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es ha-nesachim es harosh ves ha-pater al ha-etzem asher al-eish asher al-mizbeach. So you have that by the bakar, or the first section of Ola. You put the nesachim and the rosh and the pater mentioned separately on the one on the eish. And then in its own section of Ola, a couple of psukim later, v'shachar asol yarchav v'zech safon av'nei Hashem v'zarku b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es ha-damo v'zech saviv. Again, v'itach asol l'nesachav v'es rosho v'es pidro. Keep in mind, first the one that said rosh and pater, and here it says rosho and pidro. So it has that twice. So the question is, why the separation? And we'll see the double, as we'll see, Pasuk Ches and Pasuk Yud Beis. So let's now get back to the Gemara. So we're in the middle of the discussion. I'm sorry, I skipped. It says, skin the ola and cut it. You might have thought that what's nesachim, only those that are included in the parts of the animal that were skinned, so that's those parts are included in Nesachim. Minayin l'rabos es harosh shekvar hutaz. The rosh wasn't separated into, wasn't skinned first, that was separated from the body. Right? So how do you know that's included in Nesachim? Tamalomar es roshov es pidro va'arach. And therefore you see, the Gemara says that the head was cut off. From the fact that the drasha needed to explain the psukim says that the head was already cut off, obviously, shechitas benatzavar. But once we quoted this, we wonder about the psukim, because the drasha first quoted pasach ches, and then your base. V'tana pasach barosh upader, umisayim barosho upidro. Are we explaining the earlier pasach or the later pasach? Hachikamar, really, this is how you understand it. Minayin l'rabos es harosh shekvar hutaz. How do we know the rosh that was already separated? Tamalomar es harosh v'esapater. That's the first pasuk. V'roshu pidro lamali. What do you need the second pasuk for? In sown, in bakar, it was already extra. So we explain. What about the one in sown? Miboyle l'kidetanya. That's used for the following brisa. Minayin l'roshu pader shakod men l'chol anasachim. How do we know when we put the parts of the animal on the mizbeach? The first ones that go are the rosh and the pader. Tamalomar es rosho ves pidro va'arach. So, and you learn that not just for tzon. You learn that for all the olas. It's just written by tzon. Upeder kama the kaz of rachmana lamli. What about the first peder kama? Fine, the first rosh is needed to say it's kfar hutas, right? What about the peder? So miboyle l'kidetanya ketsedu osa chofes a peder al beis hashchita. You use the peder. You don't want the, when you carry the animal up, you don't want to see all the blood from the neck. So you cover the, use the fats of the peder to cover the neck. Chofes a peder al beis hashchita u'ma'aleu v'zeo derakavod shomala. That is more a derakavo to cover it up, so you don't see the lichlo, even though there's dam everywhere, but to carry up this part of the animal with the blood dripping out, that would be less derech kavo. That is all number four. So we had number one, vishachat. Number two was vizavachta. Number three is va'archu, right? Number three was vishachat and vishachat, right? Number four was this case of va'archu. Number five, the high Tana, Maisi Lamehacha. The following Tana. It's going to be 2 days. It's going to be the second one. Titania, Zos, Toras, HaBehema, VaHaOf. We compare Behema and Of. It could be Eza, Torah, Shifsa, Behema, LaOf, Of, LaBehema. In what way is an Of and a Behema, how are they comparable? In which areas of Halacha? Behema, Matami, Bemago, Bemasa, Of, Eina, Matami, Bago, Masa. An animal that dies is Nevela, is Matame by touching it or by carrying it, and an Of is not. Oaf matami begadma beis ablia. Nevelas oaf is only when, as you swallow it. Behema ain't matami begadma beis ablia. So beis a Torah, shivsa behema la oaf la behema. In what way are they similar? Why does the Torah link them in this pasuk? Lo melacha, ma behema bishchita, av oaf bishchita. They both require shchita. It's not mefurish by oaf. So therefore, we compare. Just like behema requires shchita de oraisa, so to oaf requires shchita de oraisa. Imai lahalan barov shtayim, afkana barov shtayim. Why don't you go all the way to compare them? Tamalomar zos. There's still a difference between the two. They both require shchita, but two versus one. So that's not our dea yet. The dea that we need is the next one. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, be'eza Torah shivsa behema la'of of la'behema. Regarding what halach, which halacha, lomar lacha, ma of, hechshero menatzavar, just like of, the hechshero is menatzavar. How do you know that? Rashi says, by malika, that's beferish, at behema, hechshero menatzavar. Just like of has to be menatzavar, so to the behemas. The Gemara says, imal halad mimul oref, just like malika is from the back of the neck, afkan mimul oref, so you might say that too, tamalomar, umalakes rosho, mimul arpo, velo yavdil. Rosho shel zeh, mimul oref, vein rosho shelecha, acher, mimul oreth. So the makar is either of to behema or behema to of. This is of to behema, so we compare it from the neck, but not the same side of the neck. What does each one do with the other ones? Pasik, Rebbe Eliezer, hi zos my avidle. What does Rebbe Eliezer do with zos that the Tanakhama used? Ilav zos, hava amina ma'of besimenecha, raf behema besimenecha. I would have learned it the other way. Oh, it's of to behema. So just like of taught me neck to animal, to behema, so just like of besimenecha, of to behema besimenecha. Because of Rachman zos, it is separate. Period. Tani bar kapara, continuing to darshan that pasik, zos taras habema va'of, hitala kasuv la'of. Bein behema ledagim, behema and dagim and oaf is in the middle. So every juxtaposition of every word is about to teach me something. L'chayvo b'shnei simanim i'efshar. You can't say an oaf requires two simanim shekvar hukash ledagim, because is compared. Oaf is in the middle, so oaf is also next to dagam, which requires zero. Lapocha below klomi afshar shekvar hukash lebehema. And you can't say it requires nothing because it's also next to behema. So pshara in the middle, haketzad hechshir besimin echad. That's why it's one simin is hukshar, so it's a litter similar to dagam, which requires zero, a little similar to behema, which requires two. Says the Gemara, dagam delabed eshchidin enu minolan. So how do we know dagam is zero? What's the source that dagam is zero? So ilema mishum dechsev, is it the pasuk in the beginning of Bamidbar, Yud Aleph, Hatsonu Vachar Yishachet Lahem, right, when Moshe Rabbeinu is wondering how he's going to get so much meat to serve a Klal Yisrael, Hatsonu Vachar Yishachet Lahem, him is called Degei Ayam Yeh Asif Lahem, Ba'asifa Ba'al Masagi Luhus. You see the pasuk. We contrast Sonu Bakar, a lashon of Shechita, fish, a lashon of just gathering in. So, Ba'asifa Ba'al Masagi Luhus. You learn from there that there's no mitzvah, there's no chiv of Shechita when it comes to birds. All it is, when it comes to fish, all it is asifa. So the Gemara says, if you're being medaikim sukim, so elamayata, gabi slav, what about the bird? Slav, dechseva ya asfu es aslav, hachanami dela b'shchita. So you should say the slav also has a lashon of asifa. So it should also not require shchita. So v'ha amrit lepocho b'velo klum, yefshar, shavar hugash lebehema, but 1 minute. It's compared to a behema in the pasuk. So how do you put this all together? So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Hasam by slav lok siva asifa b'makam shchita ta'achrini. In the same pasuk, slav, all it says is asifa. It's not contrasting to anything. So you don't have to say that's meduyet, that it's not shchita. Hacha, d'ksiva, by fish, ksiva asifa b'makam shchita ta'achrini. In the same pasuk, it's a shchita by behema and asifa by fish. So that's why you can be medayik that it's contrast to fish. Good, but the makar is when it comes that asifa, and that's what the Rama paskins. That's what the Rama quotes in the beginning of Hilcha Shechita. How do you know that dogim don't need dogim? And the Rama adds in vachagavim ein on tzrichin shechita ela asifas on hiyamateres osam. Just asifa harei yomer hatsonu vakar yishachel lahem atzalahem im es kodigay yem yaseflem asifas dogim kishchitas bakar vatzon. And that's what the Gemara quotes. Interesting, the Rashi points out, but the Rama quotes it. The Gemara doesn't say a word about chagavim. What about grasshoppers? Had no grasshoppers, don't eat shechita. So the Rambam quotes, "Ubachagavim nomar osef hachsil ba'asifa levada lefichach emesu me'alehen besocha mayim mutarin." Interesting diak. If they died by themselves, they're mutar. Why does he say besocha mayim? What does he mean emesu me'alehen besocha mayim? Umutalachon chayim. What does that mean? So that's the Kesef Mishnah discusses here. Kesef Mishnah discusses here is that miduyak. So the Kesef Mishnah says dafka hecha to amar achmana to lefe chiyusa b'shchita hu di lo lafik b'shchita al b'misa havi nevela v'chein amachal mena ba'od achaya chayim al b'shem evir b'nachay aval hani kivin to labayi to lefe chiyusa b'shchita, since these don't have to lose their life in shchita, if they die b'sochamay mutarim v'yim tomar v'chulu, and he says discusses the shita of Rav Haigon, which we will Rav Sadia Gon that says Mesa Masurim, you have to if they dart in the water is no good. Okay, we'll have to get to that Be'ez Hashem at a later date. I wanted to talk about the Rav Kiva Eger. Rav Kiva Eger here has an interesting question on our Gemara. Our Gemara is Medayek from the Pasuk in the Midbar. But 1 minute, we had a machlokas earlier. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, right? Some Tanam held that Bamidbar they were allowed to have Basar Nechira. So what's the makar here that you're going to use ye'asef lahem? No, but in the midbar you didn't have to do shechita. So maybe then you could do asifa, but now you have to do shechita. Asher b'kiva eger on yoredeya, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Yud Gimel. Sim Kain, he says, no. He said, well, let's read the question. L'char akasha, eich dafina doga meintan shechita, mi dechsev edem is called the ge'ayam ye'asef, halar Rabbi Akiva b'midbar hucha lahem basu nechira. Im Kain yesh lomar mishum hachi ksev asifa. And he said, no. But because in the pasuk it still says shchita. In the pasuk, it must be the Torah calls the nechira of then shchita. And yet it's still called dagim asifa. So it must be it's one step less. Al karchach mishim dafilu nechira besimanim lo boy. V'kivan dafilu nechira lo tzarkam ledidan lo tzarach shchita v'chulu. So therefore, even though, according to Rabbi Akiva, you didn't eat anything in the midbar, but still it's the contrast. It's the contrast in the psukim. And again, as I said, the Rashba here picks up on chagavim, and he says like the Rambam. He says, Osaf HaKasiyo, he doesn't like the makar so much because the pasuk says, the Gemara says here, the asif is only a good makar if you have the contract of shchit in the pasuk. That pasuk that the Rambam quotes, and the others quote, the pasuk in Yeshayo, just says asifa. Right? It doesn't say anything more than that. So the Rashba says, V'li nireh, about chagavim, mishim deloksiva shchita gabi ditu. It never says the word shchita there. The cult of the wasra Torah below shchita bechlal heterhu. Dagim is because it's in the world of tzonu vakar in chaya, because it's mentioned in those psukim. Chagavim are never mentioned in the psukim, and therefore it wouldn't be a requirement at all. Okay, let's continue. Darash over Gilila behemish nivrespanaya basha. So he has a Kabbalistic type of idea here. A behema that was created from the dry land, hachshir b'shnei simanim, needs two simanim. Cut for shchita. Dogim shnevru min amayim, hachshir b'loklum. Right, fish that were created from water, the psukim and brachos tell us, they don't eat anything. Oof shnevru min arakak, oof, bird that was created from the mud, hachshiru b'simen echad. It was created from somewhere in the middle, water and earth, and therefore hachshiru b'simen echad. Let's continue a little bit, and then we'll mention the Taras Chaim on this Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel Kaputka, Teda Rav Shmuel Kaputka says, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove what to you? Rashi says, I'll prove to you that they were created from the mud. Tosfos says, you don't need to prove for that. It says that in the Psukim. It says that in the Psukim. It says, I'll prove to you that from their physical makeup, that they're similar to fish. That's what the Teda is. Either way, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, Shari Ofos Yeshlem Kaskeses Baraglayim Kedogim, because birds' feet look like the scales of fish. Okay, let's continue a little more first. Va'ot Shalu, another question. What do you mean another question? This is only one question. So Rashi says this is referring to a whole long discussion in Bechoros on Daf Hey. The questions that Kuntrikon and had with Rabbi Gamliel, and this is one of those questions that has to do with us, so that one is quoted here. What does it say there? Alma mimaya ivru. Birds came from water. It's called of hashamayim. Alma me'ara ivru. So did birds come from dry land or from water? So amarlo. So what did he answer him? Menara kak nivru. It came from the mud. It came from a little of both. He saw his students wondering. You think it's difficult? The answer I gave him, that wasn't the real answer. I was literally dochim bakash. I just pushed him away. Menamayim, really, the real answer is menamayim nivru. They were really created from the water. But the other pasuk that says that all the animals that were created, they were brought to Adam, the cross lem shame. But as Rashi explains here, you have to read the pasuk with a comma in the middle. It doesn't mean that the birds were created from the dry land, right? Rather, they were created from the water, and the dry land phrase is always only referring to the chayas asada, right? Rashi says, "Vayitzer min ha'adama kol chayas asada, v'eskalof hashamayim liros." We have to put a comma in the middle. Es oiva, good. The Yesh Omer, and others say it was exactly the opposite. Balashan Acher Amar Lo So Hegmon. The answer that he gave to the Talmidim in the first story was what he really gave the Hegmon. Balashan Harishon Amar Lohem LaTalmidim Shindachsev Ava Yitzer. Okay, either way, one was said to the Hegmon and one was said to the Talmidim. The Taras Chaim discusses here, right, one of the great Achronim on the Daf discusses here why Dafka, what does it mean the animals need two and the fish need zero and the birds need one. He describes Alpi Kabbalah. Nira Mishum Deshalta Basitra Achra Ruach Atuma. She called Misa Nasa Al Yede Malach HaMaves. Afilu Misa Sabahema. Death is caused by Malach HaMaves, even Misa Sabahema. Kid Isa Perkamafkin, Malach HaMaves, Malach HaMaliasam. Afilu Misha Eno Misa Atzmo, Ela Neharag. Hain Ha'adam Hain Behema. Gomar Yesias Nishmaso Ide Malach HaMavesu. Velakach, the Pasuk says, could they to do Shchita, because Shchita, then it's not the Malach HaMavis. Because they should taste in the Shmasan Kamisa Shchita, Boy in the Malach HaMavis, that you're doing a mitzvah. Doing a mitzvah in Tzifli. And therefore, says the Taras Chaim, buy an animal which is Minha Aretz, which has a lot of Chiyas to it. So you need to do a lot in Shchita in order to make sure that you are doing the death and not the Malach HaMavis. Kivan, DCS Nishmasa, Betara. Let me just find the Lashon here. Hilcha, Behemish, Nevres Minha Yabasha, Valakach Yesh Lachiyas Bari V'Chazak. Lefecha hechsher b'shnei simanim oberosh nayim tekocham to l'shachit ruba ein nishmasa yotis la'alter ela la'achar shah v'chinafka chiyusa la'bishchita nafka el de malchamavis oaf that doesn't have as much chiyas because it was from the mud, and therefore one is enough. Fish, right, when you take it out of the water, it dies. It's the most tenuous existence bichlal. Sefer doesn't even need anything. And he discusses other madrigos, not for us now. But either way, that's the Torah Chaim right here on this daf. Let's continue, finish up. This is really the beginning of the next sugya, but let's start it up. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishum Rav Yitzchak Ben Pinchas. Ein l'shchita l'of ben haTorah. Mida raisa, you don't have to shecht an oaf. Shchita is only by a behema, not an oaf. What does that mean? Rashi, the Rashba say, you have to cut the simanim. You have to cut the simanim and from the neck, but it could be nechira, it could be ikur. You don't have to do shchita. Ein shchita l'of ben haTorah. Shneamar, v'shafach. V'shvicha ba'al masagi, v'shavach, just spill its blood anyway. Yachi chaya namis, why didn't you say the same thing by chaya? Chaya is also in the pasuk. By oaf, iskish l'psulei ha-magdashim. No, it's compared to psulei ha-magdashim. Chaya is compared to psulei ha-magdashim. Oaf nami iskish l'behema, t'chsiv zos taras ha-behema v'ha-oaf, the pasuk we had up earlier. Haksiv v'shavach has damo. No, v'shavach has to be referring to something, so v'shavach is referring to oafos. V'maychaz it t'shadi le'ha-oaf l'shadi ha-chaya. Chaya and oaf are both in the pasuk, so why is v'shavach only referring to oaf and not chaya? Mistavra mishum t'salak mineh, because the word oaf is the one that's closest to the verb. And that's why, that's what's required. So that's the day of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, machlokes tanoim, ein shchitas of mida oraisa. Simnis navel, damba malika, we'll start this and we'll have to continue. Meisvei, hashochar desavla biyado, the Mishnah says later on, if somebody's shechting and they messed up, and there was, it became a nevela, hanochar v'ma'akar patim melechasos, and in per kisi adam, if I don't do a proper shchita, there's no mitzvah of kisi adam. But 1 minute, v'yamid ein l'shchitas l'open haTorah, but if really by a bird, mi da'araisa, you don't have to shecht. So nechirasa zui shchitas l'ibay kisi. So however you kill the animal from the neck, it should require kisi adam, mi da'araisa. Even if midar abanan you require shchita, mi da'araisa, it was a shchita, therefore you should require kisi adam. So misavres ba'of, lo b'chaya. Maybe that's only talking about chaya, that Mishnah. In achinami, oaf would require kisui no matter what. But maybe that Mishnah is only talking about a chaya. And we'll have to see. We'll continue with these riots. Either way, Kisi Adam is a whole parak. We'll talk a lot about it. Just to mention one makar that we'll review when we get to that parak, and that's the Kleyaka. The Kleyaka in Achremos by the Mitzvah of Kisi Adam. He says, what's the Mitzvah of Kisi Adam about? It's an example of a Syag de Oraisa. Why is there a mitzvah to cover the blood? So you don't come to eat the blood. Right? This is on the list. Rabbi Yosef Engel's list of all the mitzvahs d'oraisa. And most of them are losaseis. Most of the syagim d'oraisa are losaseis. You're not allowed to have chametz in your house, so you don't come to eat chametz. You're not allowed to cook basar b'chalav, so that you don't come to eat basar b'chalav. But he has a mitzvah saseh. Do kisi adam, so you don't come to eat the blood. Interesting. That's the Clay Yucker's suggestion for the mitzvah of kisi adam. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, I'm still traveling, so the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle. And Rav Hashem, in a couple of days, when I get back to Eretz Yisrael, we'll continue again in the regular schedule with new dafim. Okay, we'll stop here.